H-Town is celebrated for its diversity, yet people of color, and specifically black drivers, are still racially profiled across the city. Christopher Rivera from the Criminal Injustice Program at the Texas Civil Rights Project joins me to explain how racially profiled traffic stops are impacting our community and what we can do as citizens to stop this discriminative practice. It's Monday, April 8th. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Christopher, welcome into CityCast Houston. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So some important news to talk about. The Texas Commission on Law Enforcement released their traffic stop data for 2023. What were some of the biggest findings from it? Because there is a lot to unpack.
Definitely. Well, one thing that was most shocking was that black drivers accounted for 30% of traffic stops while only making up about 20% of the population. And if we look at the numbers, we'll see that black drivers accounted for over 16,830 of the searches conducted by HPD and the sheriff's offices out of the 34,000. That's nearly half of black drivers being stopped and searched by HPD. As well as we see that the data also shows that black drivers made up about 62% of the over 10,000 searches conducted due to probable cause. So that's more than three times more likely than white drivers, according to the report.
Wow, that is eye-opening, right? I mean, like, let's go with that first number. Black drivers accounted for 30% of the traffic stops in Harris County in the Houston area, while only making up 20% of the population. What are your thoughts on that initially?
Well, again, initially, we had a data report specifically highlighting HPD's practice. We are no stranger to this information because we saw the same thing in 2022 when we did our review on HPD's data, and we saw the exact same thing. We saw that, you know, black drivers represented about 20% of the population, but yet amounted to over half of the stops. And then we look at the use of force. They black drivers also represented a high amount of individuals who experienced use of force during these traffic stops. So for me to see that the sheriffs and the HPD are in track and mimicking what we see not only here in Houston, but across the nation, there's no real surprise to me that this data is proving this right.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the report that y'all did at the Texas Civil Rights Project. And y'all found that about 42% of non-moving traffic violations were Houston drivers who were black, like driving without an expired registration sticker, right? To me, outside looking in, I don't know how else to call this than racial profiling. Like, what did these stops lead to? Why are these happening?
Unfortunately, this is happening because it is a tactic that the police have used and claimed it helps to deter crime, when in reality, it doesn't. We have done the research as well. We've seen other reports cite that when officers conduct these type of traffic stops, it's often a fishing expedition where officers go out and will stop an individual for, say, a busted taillight or dark tinted windows, but then will claim to smell marijuana or other contraband issues to escalate the traffic stop to an arrest or even an issue of use of force. And just to give you an idea, just related to non-safety traffic stops, we have seen over 2,000 individuals arrested and related to traffic stops. And when we look at, again, the data, we see that black individuals were six times more likely to be arrested when compared to white drivers. And ultimately, what this does is it clogs the already congested Harris County jail system with individuals that are nonviolent.
Yeah, that was my next question for you is, let's talk about this. Like, how is this making things worse at Harris County jails, in other departments and city services as well? Like, this can't be good.
Of course, no. It's making just things a lot more difficult. And really, it's not addressing the root cause of the public safety issue with traffic stops. If police were there to correct or patrol for public safety, they would be patrolling for driving while intoxicated, people who are speeding, people who run red lights, and reckless driving. But instead, when we look at the data, police often patrol individuals for busted taillights, dark tinted windows, expired registration. And what this produces is a backlog and an issue where individuals are being cited, arrested, potentially losing their livelihoods because they have to go to court, they have to miss dates. And what this does is just cause an issue of poverty to be impacted more so, because what we see is oftentimes the people who are being cited are low-income individuals, oftentimes have to work two, three jobs to make ends meet, and they don't have the time to go to the courthouse to pay these fees. And not only is this an issue for those individuals, but as a county, as a city, we saw that in 2022, there was over $19 million collected from traffic fines and fees.
Wow, that is crazy. So that much was collected. Now, I want to look at the other side, though. Okay, if I'm an officer and I'm listening to this interview, I'm thinking, okay, but we're making these stops and we're trying to make things safer on the road. So in general, are these stops making things safer on the road, or at least cutting back on potential issues on the roads that we see?
Unfortunately, they are not. What it actually promotes public safety is investing in the infrastructure, investing in medians and road dividers. Those help actually deter speeding. Investing in public transportation also helps deter high uses of the road and decreases traffic. So ultimately, no, more patrolling does not increase public safety in this way. As I mentioned before, there's other studies that show when officers do conduct these types of stops to remove contraband from the streets, there's a very low percentage that they actually do find anything.
Have we noticed any trends in terms of where these stops are happening? Are they targeting lower income neighborhoods? Are they targeting neighborhoods where, as you mentioned, look, it's almost like punishing poverty, right? That's the best way to put it. Are they targeting these areas?
So what we have seen in our analysis is that it is really all around the loop. And it is an issue that does really go above the class narrative. We see that, you know, police are really patrolling in all areas. But when we do look at Black and brown communities, we do see that there is a little bit heavier presence of police. But really, this does go far beyond class. We see that all individuals are targeted by police. And we see that along the freeway, along the 10 freeway, along downtown, there's a heavy patrol of policing in this type of way. But if you look at the map within the loop, it's just lit up of all kinds of citations that are tied to busted taillights, dark tinted windows, things that we consider non-safety traffic stops.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
You know, as a Houstonian, when I hear these numbers, they're heartbreaking, right? There's no other way to put it, right? Like, there's still racial profiling going on. And I thought, you know, after 2020, when we had the racial injustice movement going on, it seemed like police departments were going to focus more on cutting back on these types of racially profiled stops. What happened? Because again, these numbers are embarrassing.
Well, unfortunately, there was a slight commitment to start de-escalating these types of stops, but we saw a reversal on that because, again, as we look at the data, we see that in Houston, the numbers have increased, and in the sheriff's departments, those have increased. So there hasn't really been the police keeping their word. And unfortunately, not only has this happened, has there been an increase in traffic stops, there's also the new mayor, Mayor Whitmire, has said that he would like to increase these types of traffic stops. So I just think they moved away from that commitment and they're doubling down, even though the fact that community members have come out and been vocal about this, advocacy groups like TCRP has been vocal about this, yet they decide that this is the way to actually patrol and keep public safe when we know that there's a better way by investing in our infrastructure and pulling away from these types of policing practices.
Now, as an advocacy group, you're talking to the community. I'm sure you're talking to officers as well. What do cops have to say about these numbers? Are they saying like, no, this isn't race related? Are they still trying to avoid this topic? Like, have you talked to them?
Yes, we have reached out to HPD and we are trying to gather some of the traffic stop data and practices of how they conduct traffic stops. But ultimately, what they say and they claim is that traffic stops are a way to deter other crimes from happening. But as I mentioned before, a lot of data disproves this methodology because what we've seen in other localities and studies that prove that this is an ineffective way, we see that police, when they do conduct these types of traffic stops, they only really pull up about 0.5% of contraband, meaning the rest of the time it's a fishing expedition, which only increases the likelihood of police patrolling and conducting and using racial profiling as a method to deter crime. When in reality, it's only increasing and causing community members to be that much more unsteady when police are around.
What does this do to the trust that the community has with the police force?
Well, I think it really does put a strain on it because, again, the community already feels a way of how police and the way policing has occurred in America and more so in Houston. So I think it just puts a strain on the relationship when in reality we can work together. There's other programs, other solutions that other localities have taken on, just to mention a few. In Philadelphia, there was a Driving Equality Act that was passed, and that really limits police from engaging in these types of traffic stops, as well as there's another program called the Lights On Program, which issues vouchers to individuals. So it would have a officer, instead of giving them an individual citation, they would give them a voucher to get their lights fixed. So there's other ways around this to build and foster trust between the police and the community. It's just the police continue to go with the status quo and what has been used over and over again, which is racial profiling during these traffic stops.
Do you think those ideas will work here in the city of Houston? I know the taillights program has been piloted in parts of our area, so maybe we'll see the results of that here soon. But would these ideas that are being implemented in other cities work here in Houston? And do you all have other ways to improve these numbers?
Yeah, I'm very hopeful. I believe that what we've seen across the board can be applied to Houston. And as you mentioned earlier, the Lights On program is in a pilot phase in Harris County in Precinct 1. So we're looking to see how that goes and try to get some of that data and put it in towards HPD and have them pick this up. We have talked to HPD and they seem interested in the Lights On program. HPD is trying to figure out how many vouchers they would need to get this program off the ground. But ultimately, the issue with that is that it does not stop the pretextual search tool. It doesn't stop the racial profiling aspect of traffic stops. What does is what Philadelphia has done in the Driving Equality Act. What it does is ultimately limits and makes busted taillights, darkened windows a secondary offense. So officers are no longer able to engage in this type of policing. And what it does is it secures both the community and the police officers, because now the police officers are able to engage in what actually causes road fatalities and injuries, which is running red lights, driving while intoxicated, while community members are able to focus and fix their busted tail light or fix their dark tinted windows without the extra pressure of the government or the harassment or violence that is deeply tied to the traffic stops.
All right, so how can we help as Houstonians? What can we do to improve these numbers, right? Is it us talking to HPD? Is it us, you know, posting about it? What can we do to stop this racial profiling?
I think what can be done is just a mass community education campaign where everyone starts talking to their neighbors about this issue and really starts gathering testimonies and really just advocating and petitioning their city council members and the mayor, as well as HPD. If you believe that the voucher program is a viable source and you feel that that should be the way, definitely reach out to HPD as well as the mayor and city council members. Currently, myself, the Texas Civil Rights Project, along with the Civil Rights Corps Peer Justice, we form a coalition called the Rise Coalition, where we try to get community members to come out and speak with city council members to really encourage them to adopt these types of implementations and policies that move away from predatory policing and more to like policies that really would benefit the community, like the Lights On program, where individuals are given a voucher instead of a citation, or moving in the direction where Philadelphia has, where we move totally away from that type of policing. That way, police can focus on these other types of crimes and individuals can focus on their day-to-day routine and getting home safely. And also, please come out to the Rise Coalition and join us. We have monthly meetings where we discuss these types of issues and we try to mobilize individuals to really address this program. And we've spoken to city council members, but ultimately we need individuals to come out to City Hall and really let our elected officials know that there's a better way. And other cities have done it and it's been effective and it's been really good for them. And Houston could also adopt those policies to make our roads safer.
I want to go back to one number that we started with. 66% of searches conducted on Black drivers in the Houston area resulted in nothing being found. When people of color are pulled over, it is different, right? And there is a fear that something might happen or you might be, again, searched for no reason. What tips do you have to share when a person of color is pulled over? What do you recommend? What are some general tips that you can provide? Because it is a scary moment.
You know, there's plenty of information out there from like the ACLU and other organizations, but you know, just the basics, just people say don't argue, you know, don't resist or obstruct the police officer. You know, if you can record, you can record your interaction. And you, of course, you have the right to remain silent. But ultimately, what we're asking for individuals to do is come out to speak to their city council members, come out to speak to the mayor, and really advocate for these changes. So that way, if this ever does happen, they're not in a position where they have to know what they should do in order for them to remain safe and go unharmed.
Hey, Christopher, tell me a little bit more about the Texas Civil Rights Project. What do y'all do? How can we get involved? I know with this particular issue, you've laid out a lot of ways we can help out, but tell me more about TCRP.
Sure. So the Texas Civil Rights Project was started in 1990. And essentially what we do is we advocate for civil rights all across Texas. Follow us on social media. They can follow us on TexasCivilRightsProject.org. And what you can do is you can send me an email as well, Christopher@TexasCivilRightsProject.org. And I can definitely inform you in all the ways you can get involved. You can also go to the risehouston.com website. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Consider me a resource here in Houston.
Christopher, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks again.
That was Christopher Rivera. You can read the full report about racial profiling and TCRP's report with the link in our show notes. And before we go, I just want to say thank you to every listener who stopped by our live taping before the Rockets game on Friday night. That episode is going to air tomorrow, so stay tuned and make sure you subscribe if you already aren't subscribed to CityCast Houston. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. Discriminative practice.